Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back, folks, to the Mike Lehecq Show. I'm just a sidekick here. I mean, actually, I'm not sure what my role is any longer during this hour.
you're just holding on. You're just like one of those people in the videos riding the mechanical bulls at the bar, yeah, you know,
exactly.
By your friend videos.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I love this time of year. The weather is just so lovely. There seems to be a lot of optimism in the air. It certainly is what the voters are kind of reflecting. And I like Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is probably my favorite holiday, kind of an excuse to get together and eat the good food and, you know, watch the Lions play on TV while you sit on the couch. And it's a good one. So I'm doing okay, man. How you doing?
Doing well. I was glad to see the outcome of the vote and the elections. You know, we were blessed with a lot of good candidates running in races. And then, you know, with the bond issues that were there, the charter changes that were there, it seems as though folks educated themselves as to the issue. And they all seem to, you know, pass by large margins.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the election overall was really encouraging. Like you said, really good candidates ending up with a really good administration, really strong, and one would have to assume collaborative city council. But the bond propositions, I mean, those passing like that, what a vote of confidence, or maybe it's just trust in the new administration to say, you know, we know that we have been poorly managed to this point, but we believe in you, that we're going to give you this opportunity to have some fuel for, you know, for your mission. And so I was really pleased with the turnout. I'm not going to say surprised because I thought that there was momentum going in, particularly after Mayor-elect Moreno and the team were able to secure the $125 million loan for the cash flow, but still, I think it was a heck of a boost from the New Orleans public to the Moreno administration, and now we all have to make good on it. We all have to prove that trust was warranted.
Absolutely, and it seems as though there are a lot of positive things that are being released by the transition committee, and you know, I think a lot of folks are encouraged and motivated, and they have momentum right now, and we just got to keep it up.
Yeah, there's so many. I think what we're seeing in the transition is not just the people who are on the committees officially, but just others who just want to contribute. And I think one of the things that really was we'll see was a tragedy of where we've gotten to now with the current administration is that there's been kind of a bunkering mentality And there's so many people of all stripes who just want to contribute because they love this region, they love this city, and they've been kind of shut out. And so now there's an opportunity to bring those people in and, frankly, to use this crisis as a pivot point to create the city hall and the New Orleans that is appropriately sized, appropriately resourced for what's coming into the future. So, yeah, I mean, I'm feeling, I know that things are always nice in the honeymoon period and there are going to be some very hard decisions coming up. But everybody is feeling, I think, pretty brave at this moment.
Michael, I've been trying to just spread the message. We've got one opportunity to get this right. And, it's going to be early onset in this administration to get some wins on issues, to right the ship on issues, to set the momentum and the pace, going from there. Because a lot of these issues are going to take 2 to 3 years to resolve, to get your hands around it, to gain a better understanding of the challenges that are presented. But we need some early onset wins to make sure that that this continues to move in a positive direction.
Yeah, we definitely do. People have been saying, what do we think about the current crisis, the cash, the P&L crisis? And I said, I think it's really happening at the least bad moment possible, because if it had happened a year ago, there's a real possibility that the city could have had to go into Chapter 9, and that would have been disastrous reputationally, financially. It would have meant we would have lost control of the city. And frankly, if it happened a year from now, that would be a challenge for the new administration for all kinds of pretty obvious reasons. They would own it. The political honeymoon period would have ended. So this timing right now where Mayor-elect Moreno gets to kind of come in and start trying to manage this really, before she's even officially in, so she gets an extra 3 months, I think it's ideal. And there are a lot of folks on the council, on the team, at the state level, all the way up to the governor's office who want this to work and understand that this is probably, like you said, Newell, a one-chance opportunity. There's not going to be a do-over on this in a couple of years.
And I like the way that she set the tone on this issue relative to police overtime. Fox 8 News, Bob Krieger breaks this story. Very well done. No question. I don't think that there's any room to wiggle out of this. And basically, sets a tone. This is disappointing. I mean, we don't have 1 cent to spare at this point in time. We got to right this ship. And I communicated with the chief. She says, get it straight. And the next day, they go back to biometrics, which is where they were before, at one point in time. And why they relaxed that is beyond me. And folks are like, saying that this is difficult. It's not difficult at all. This is more disappointing. I said, these officers that are abusing this privilege of working overtime in the city of New Orleans, an opportunity that they may not ever have again to work that amount of overtime, they're an embarrassment that they just can't even show up on work on time when they're getting paid. I mean, and I said then, and I'll say it again this morning, we should not call it anything other than what it is, payroll fraud.
Yep.
And
sure it is.
It's got a negative connotation to it, but I don't give a damn because that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, these are things that when they're happening, you have to stamp them out and be serious about it, right? And call it what it is, and just set the tone that we're not going to have a culture of that. The thing that I've come to realize in life and very much in public life is that the two things that really matter are culture and execution. And culture you set at the top because it's something that people model, and execution is about the people and systems that you put in place and empower. And if you get those two things right, you're going to do well. And if either of them are not there, or both of them are there, or not there, it's not going to work. And so I think a lot of the focus up front is going to be on creating this culture, which I think is kind of embodied in the statement of a Super Bowl city for everyone. I think people know what that means intuitively. And then structurally, I know that the mayor-elect is doing a lot of things, for example, going with the deputy mayor system to make accountability clear. And then she's trying to attract, from what I can see, the best and brightest people, almost regardless of skill. She just wants to have good, energized, happy, smart warriors, diverse warriors around her in City Hall. And that's going to ensure the execution. So, you know, I know that there are going to be challenges ahead, but I totally agree with you, Noel, that what we've seen so far, the approach, the tone, the words, the actions, I don't know if I feel optimistic or maybe I just feel relief. I feel like we're now dealing with our challenges.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
like
it really is relief because there was always uncertainty. You know, and the most disappointing thing for me is when you think about all of the energy, right, the emotion that has been wrapped up in trying to get out from under this consent decree and for, you know, this situation to get revealed at this point in time, which that's not a criticism. It needs to be revealed sooner rather than later. But, you know, we're about to come out from under this consent decree, and then we're faced with this. So, you know, and I said yesterday on air, like, hey, guys, read the room. What are you doing?
Right. I mean, stop it.
I mean,
can you? I feel like it's with kids, right? It's like when with toddlers, can you sit still for 1 second? Just we're, you know,
yeah,
we're at a funeral. Just stop. Like, you can't act. But look, I think it's like what Councilmember Morrell said. This is good news. Gains have been made, but there's still work to do. Look, getting out of the consent decree is a big deal. It is deserved. By all accounts, wherever people are on the political spectrum, this is a very different police force from when Mayor Landrieu, you know, welcomed in the consent decree because it was required. It's good for the police. It's good for the budget because the consent decree cost millions of dollars that we are beyond it. But now it very much is up to the chief, the force, the mayor, the council, the DA, to make sure that that it sticks. And we, you know, we've got a public integrity bureau, we've got an independent police monitor. You know, it's going to require continued vigilance, but no, this was earned, and after 12 years, I say good riddance to the consent decree.
No doubt at all. NOPD upgrades its brain. Tell us about this new Mark 43 program.
Well, you know, this is one of those things that sounds pretty fancy until you realize it's just like the way the rest of the world works. But it's a huge deal that this is a system called Mark 43 that's already used around the state. I think that that it's used by the state police. But basically, it's a cloud-based system that integrates all the reporting systems across over a dozen different systems in NOPD. The system, the way it worked before, and I put "worked" with air quotes, is that if I wanted to get a large cache of data to you, Newell, and you were on a different system, I probably had to put it on a thumb drive and walk it over and give it to you. Now, that definitely helped with security because it was very hard to have, like, I guess have that data stolen because it didn't exist in the cloud. But the reality is that it was incredibly inefficient in terms of data sharing, in terms of time. And so the fact that we're using some of the ARPA money to create this cloud-based reporting system that's already kind of the system standard, it's overdue. It's a major milestone, and it represents us, you know, just catching up with the way the rest of enterprises operate. So I'm pleased about it.
Yeah, it's good to see that they're doing that. I mean, you know, the interesting thing about the NOPD, and it's always been the case, they are a wealth of intelligence informational information, criminal information. The more that they can interact in a seamless fashion with other agencies, the tide rises for everyone. Information is power. Always believed in that mantra. And it's good to see that they're getting on board with a lot of other agencies.
Now, here's something I read. I don't know if, tell me if this is true, but this is interesting, that apparently this new Mark 43 system is going to report crimes under the federal NIBRS system, which is different from what we've been doing. So we're going to see our crime numbers change because I think somebody explained to me that currently, if we have a single crime with four victims, we're calling that one crime. But now under the new system, the federal system, it would be four crimes, one for each victim. So we're going to see a one-time
and
change in the numbers.
So, well, just a couple of observations. The former system was a federal system. The Fed decided to change the system. Everyone's been very concerned about moving from UCR, Uniform Crime Reports, because that is a hierarchical system. So the highest crime gets reported and all other crimes fall out. When you go to incident-based, if you have one event but a multiple set of crimes, each individual crime gets reported. So what's going to happen is, in jurisdictions, is that their crime rate is going to go up.
Right.
Because you're going to, you're actually reporting each individual crime. Now, most departments that are not reporting in what's called in Louisiana LIBRS, Louisiana Incident-Based Reporting System, they collect data in a LIBRS format because it's of much more value to them in looking
more
at
granular.
What the overall crime picture is in any particular geographic area. So they've been, we've been utilizing it in that fashion. There's just been a reluctance, and I don't know why. I think it's just a question of educating the public as to how this plays out.
That's right. And it's a one-time hit, right?
You know, yeah, and you know, and just kind of move forward from there. But you know, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. They've delayed the implementation or the reporting out on data in that fashion for a number of years. This has been a political football for a long, long time, and just a lot of wasted energy, in my view.
Well,
let us move.
I mean, Noel, whether you're NOPD or you're the public schools or you're Harvard, let's just grade people on things accurately and move on. you know, pretending that things are
hey,
not so.
I would have been
sense.
A much better student today with all that grade inflation going on because I needed some inflationary help.
Right. Your problem is you didn't go to Harvard. You went to Harvard, you would have been a straight A student.
God, I had a 4.44 or something over there, maybe.
You went at a 5.3 or something.
5.3 or whatever. Numbers that I didn't even know how to add up, but nonetheless. Let us move on. New research from NASDAQ ranking New Orleans in a big way. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this was an interesting one because we didn't know that it was coming out. We didn't actually do the ranking. We didn't buy any ads to get a good ranking. This is totally independent. And they basically have this ranking where they were looking at those centers that are considered entrepreneurial growth hubs. And they're considering characteristics like number of higher education institutes, the policy environment, the amenities in cities that attract entrepreneurs and people who are starting companies. And yeah, we ended up ranking 14th in the country, right below Los Angeles. And you know, we have room to go. I would love to get into the top 10, but the fact that we're in the same list as cities like Austin and San Francisco and Charlotte and Pittsburgh, it's exciting, and it shows that the work that we've been doing here, man, 20 years, really even predates Katrina, when like Idea Village was founded, that it's beginning to really mature. I was meeting with President Fitch from Tulane yesterday. We talked about how their entrepreneurial institute is really growing. You've got more sources of capital, whether it's Benson Capital Partners from the Benson team or Gulf South Angels or the New Orleans Startup Fund or the funds that are coming out of the state. It just feels like we've gone from the sizzle stage to more of a steak stage, if that makes sense. And we have a long way to go. So much VC activity is concentrated in Silicon Valley and in New York and in Boston. But just the fact that we're on this list is an awfully good thing, and it's been hard won.
Yeah, it's I just love that this is an example of diversifying, right? Of excelling in other areas. And every time that you bring forward news like this, I get really excited. And what most people don't realize, it's going to be a series of small steps, right? It's not going to be these gigantic big announcements, because a lot of those don't even exist anymore in this sector. You got to plug away at it each and every day and get recognized.
Yeah, it's like 3D printing. You know, it just starts, it's slow, and you wake up in the morning and you're like, "Oh my God, it's a actually I don't know what one 3D prints. You know, it's a teacup.
It's a house.
It's a house. Yeah.
There you go.
But yeah, so it's exciting. It's hard won, and we just got to keep, like you said, plugging away. And we will, over the course of, it will be a generation. It'll be a 30-year process, but we will continue to diversify the economy, which is it's essential.
And that's a positive thing for sure. All right, we got to get to a break. 504-260-1870. We are broadcasting live from Metropolitan Health Group at 4454 Transcontinental Drive. That's between West Esplanade and the lake. And if you can find a way to drop off some groceries for Second Harvest Food Bank, we would certainly appreciate it, and so would they. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That's right, folks. We are at 4454 Transcontinental. That's between West Esplanade and the lake at the Metropolitan Health Group facility here, collecting food items for Second Harvest Food Bank. They are in need as a result of a lot of what's going on around the country, policies here, there, everywhere, impacting those. But there are still a lot of folks here in our community that are dependent on the not-for-profit community that is standing up and trying to make sure that everyone has a healthy meal every day. I want to remind folks, right now the northbound side of the causeway is going to be closed for about another 10 minutes as they pick up all of the stuff that they put out for the fog, the cones, the signage, and all of that. They're getting that up off the roadway so that it can be fully opened for the remainder of the day. This has been a couple of days of significant challenges out there, but I have to say they've done a really good job in doing that. It's a small inconvenience for the price of the safety that they are providing to each and every one of us. For sure. We're back with Michael Heck, President and CEO of G&O Inc., and we are joined by Leo John Arnett, the policy advisor at G&O Inc. as well. Gentlemen, let's talk about what happened over the weekend and what that translates into with these bond issues, moving forward.
And what I do as a point of introduction, Newell, the reason why I asked LJ to come on with us is that Leo John was my right-hand man for the Super Bowl. So he's got deep experience in what it means to get these projects actually done. And so I think when we're talking about the $500 million, that's the first step. Now it's a question of, you know, how do we make sure that it gets done? And another question is, how do we make sure that it gets done in a coordinated way so that it's not a street gets paved, a street gets ripped up, a street gets paved, which seems to be the way we've done it often in the past.
And I would remind folks that Michael fibs a little bit because LJ was probably not only the right hand but the left hand as well, and who knows,
well,
maybe both legs too.
That's true. You know, I shortened it for brevity, but he was. Yep. Yep, I
that's
was just kind
credit.
Of like a...
That's truly too much credit.
Take it and run, LJ. Take it and run,
yeah,
my
for sure. And thank you all for having me today. Look, the pressure as far as these bond propositions is on, right? But at the end of the day, what this vote means is a significant indicator that residents across New Orleans and really the region are ready for a new direction. We saw and we have seen, particularly during our work before the Super Bowl, the significant momentum regionally behind these kinds of improvements in the city of New Orleans, this core of economic activity, this core of population, and the centerfold of the entire GNO region, right? You know, it's a business enhancement if every part of our region is strong and is thriving. And so what this $500 million is going to do is allow this new council, this new administration, to have the tools necessary to deliver what it takes for New Orleans to be a thriving city.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And actually, this is going to provide, I don't want to call it seed money because it's actually more than that. Mm-hmm, so when we think about the old Lindy Boggs facility, when we think about the Naval facility, it's going to provide dollars to get those things jump started and get them going. In fact, I think the Lindy Boggs, I had someone on the other day, and we were talking about how they plan on starting in January before they even sell the bonds to get things going.
Yeah. I think that's a key part of this that's somewhat different than the Super Bowl, which I want to talk about, is that there are a bunch of these projects which frankly have been called eyesores around the city that were relying on this money to make them happen. Lindy Boggs is definitely one of the first and foremost because it's been sitting right there on Norman Francis in this neighborhood that's regenerated beautifully, and it's been sitting there as this more than an eyesore. It's blighted, nasty. You've got the NSA project where we're putting in this new lab facility, which has been not just an eyesore and terrible for neighbors like Bacchanal, but people have died inside it. It's been dangerous. In the east, you've got Six Flags and Lake Forest Plaza. So, you know, these projects, along with Charity, which is going forward in the downtown here, these are all cliche words, but they're catalytic, they're linchpins, they're seminal. These are really important projects that the voters have now kind of pledged to make them happen.
Right. And,
yeah,
and
LJ,
if I can add really quickly, it's really a list of projects across the city, which is great to see, right? And the location of these matter, like Michael's talking about, you know, right there on the Lafitte Greenway, which we've seen, you know, this renaissance along that corridor connecting essentially Lakeview all the way to the French Quarter with all the neighborhoods in between. Now you're going to have this Mercy Lindy Boggs Hospital redevelopment project at the heart of that on Norman C. Francis. That's wonderful. And to throw a few out there as well, in addition to everything Michael just said, you also see not only the construction and the federal match for the downtown transit corridor and center, which is going to go right there on Canal and Basin. That's a major node for workforce connectivity and access, not only for the hospitality workforce, but really anyone who's traveling into the downtown center from Mid-City, from Lakeview, from New Orleans East. And then in addition to that, you also see all of the major roads, minor streets, bridges, street lights, everything that we were touting as a success and is a success for the city before Super Bowl, just now across the city. And the project list that the council's approved has it in every council district.
And that's what I was going to, LG, I think you're so right on that, too, because I know this word gets used a lot about being transformational, but what I like is we're going to be transforming these projects that, as Michael pointed out, has been eyesores spread out throughout the city, and it looks like almost every councilmanic district gets touched here. So no matter where you're traveling, people are going to see progress. And I think when they see progress, that develops momentum. And, you know, and hopefully that progress ultimately gets to the ultimate accomplishment that we hope to achieve there, because you build on each and every one of those. And and this is a stable revenue source, which you can't overstate that either, right?
Right. It's a stable revenue source. It's being paid back by the taxes that are already being paid on property. And then I think the intersection with the budget that we have to kind of talk about is once we do this this infrastructure work, it has to be maintained. And that maintenance is going to come from the operating budget. So the two do speak to each other, even though they're being saved separately, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, Michael. I mean, I know that the transition team is working hard looking at the finances of this organization. I think last time I may have shared with you that I was kind of looking at gross numbers and figuring out average income of city employees, doing a little back of the envelope calculation. I think we're at 5,000 employees. It seemed to me that we're going to have a difficult time being able to afford 3,750 if we're going to able to fund CapEx, you know, not talking about the capital budget, but just the maintenance and upkeep of our office buildings. I mean, you walk in almost any one of them and it's an eyesore. I mean, I don't know how else to put it.
No, the reality is that the city has been shrinking in population since the late 60s. The city's infrastructure and administration has grown. And so those two things at some point can no longer coexist, and I think we're at that point. So now is where we're going to have to right-size and recognize that we have to grow our way out of this problem, but from a much smaller base. And so, yeah, so that those are going to be some hard decisions, but just the math is not going to work. And we've done some analysis recently, Leo John did it, that basically looked at what we spend per capita in New Orleans versus our comp cities and versus our other parishes. And on a pretty much apples-to-apples basis, we're paying about 375% more per capita.
What?
For our overhead. Yeah, I mean, it's a huge delta. And some of that, Newell, is because of the overhead from COVID, where we got, you know, a lot of money came in and we just hired up. But all that has to be right-sized.
Yeah, you know, the spend, it can't be the spend for the sake of the spend, right? Sometimes we get caught in this trap. It has to be, always has to be strategic. And, you know, when you spend strategically, you have to be patient. You have to evaluate the data. You have to go back to your priority set and see, you know, where have you fallen behind? And that's what you have to backfill first. I find that we fail miserably in doing that in a very coordinated, strategic fashion. And, you know, we just start thinking of things that we would want to do, not ever, I guess, understanding, is the money there to keep it going when the money runs out? You know, you don't embark upon new projects if you're not able to sustain it, you know, for 5, 10, 15 years, right?
There is one exception I want to just point out so we're not being all, you know, Debbie Downer. The airport is being maintained really well. It's beautiful. It's
sure. No, absolutely.
And so we can do it, but it requires a type of focus.
Well, it has its own board. It has its own revenue set, right? I mean, they're not looking for, you know, city contribution. It's kind of a, you know, a standalone out there, but and it's a healthy industry.
Yep. So, and Newell, if I can jump in on the airport too really quickly, the airport's a great example of what it looks like when we think regionally, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a connector that is right there in the heart of Jefferson Parish that is the gateway to not just New Orleans, although it's Louis Armstrong New Orleans International, it's a gateway to our region. And if you look at so many of these projects, if you look at where the funding with the bond propositions are going, it has this regionality baked into it. Yes, it's all within the city of New Orleans, but it's focusing on the nodes, on the connector infrastructure, like the roads and the bridges to our neighboring parishes, as well as the stormwater and drainage installations that, frankly, are going to uplift not just New Orleans, but the entire region as a place that's livable, a place with high quality of life, as a place with connectivity, and as a place with access to jobs and investment that hopefully come building on the momentum that we're already seeing.
Well said. Got to get to a break. We're visiting with Leo John Arnett, policy advisor at GNO Inc., as well as Michael Heck, president and CEO at GNO Inc. We are broadcasting live from the Metropolitan Health Group location at 4454 Transcontinental Drive. We are asking for donations for Second Harvest Food Bank. So if you're in the neighborhood, you can drop off some groceries. We would really appreciate it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We're back, folks. We're visiting with Leo John Arnett, policy advisor at GNO Inc., and Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc. Folks, we have about 3 minutes left. Any other observations relative to the election on Saturday, November 15th?
Well, LJ, what do you give? You give a thought, then I'll give a thought.
I mean, I'm excited. I think that my thought is, given all of the financial uncertainty, New Orleans residents still voted overwhelmingly to say, we want progress, we want to see change, and this bond proposition is going to be the way that we're still able to deliver in every neighborhood of the city. And so I could say that I'm excited. I'm excited for GNO Inc. to support in either way or in any way. And I'm excited to see what the new council and the new administration, how they use this tool to deliver the kind of progress we need.
Yeah, I tend to agree with Leo. And I was, you know, you weren't sure with this election how it was going to feel, whether people were going to kind of just be despondent and not care, or whether people were going to double down and say, you know what, we can handle this and we're going to put in the best people to lead us forward. And I think it's the latter that happened. And it was across all of the elections. I thought we had really good councilmatic outcomes. And I think that the mayor-elect is going to be making some announcements about the transition team coming forward, about what they're doing. But if you look at the leadership and the composition, it's some of the best folks we have locally, statewide, and even nationally. So, I just got a T-shirt that came in the mail the other day. It said chronic optimist, and I admit it. But I said, no, sorry, I misspoke. It says fatal optimist. Okay, it was a bit more darker humor. But I still believe it. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. And I think between what's going on, you know, economically around the state and with, frankly, the partnership you're going to see between the mayor-elect and the administration, where even when they are on opposite sides of an issue, they can work together. I'm feeling good about the next 4 years.
Leo, the only thing we didn't hear from him is that he takes the fifth. You know, I mean, he was going down the litany. No, but with all seriousness, Michael, I agree with you. You know what I take away? Not only were they willing to invest financially, obviously, by voting on behalf of those measures, I think they voted. They're engaged emotionally too.
Yeah.
That may be as important as anything. Right. And they're willing to take the risk yet again. I mean, how many times have we asked them to take the risk?
Right. And they said one more time. And actually, hey, this just came across my transom. This is breaking news, but it's good news from Louisiana Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple. Allstate has filed for a 7.6% rate decrease, and National General has filed for a 15% rate decrease. So it looks like we might be turning the corner on homeowners insurance, thanks to
National General
markets. Mm-hmm.
Is that the flood policy, National General?
No, this would be homeowners.
Homeowners,
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I haven't read it. Literally, just came across my cell phone. But
well, that's great news. Anytime that the number's going down is a good thing.
Correct. Correct. No, it looks like I misspoke. Those are both auto insurance policy.
Auto insurance policies,
yes. Okay, but still good news.
He still takes the fifth. As always, we really appreciate
it. You're just an unreliable narrator.
We certainly appreciate the time, the insight. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today, and have a great week.
Thank you. Thank you, Leo. John.
All righty, guys. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We are broadcasting live from the Metropolitan Health Group location at 4454 Transcontinental Drive. And today's show is on behalf of Second Harvest Food Bank. And if you have an opportunity to drop some groceries on by here or a donation, we will make sure they get them. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with David Ridenour, chairman of the National Center for Public Policy Research. We'll talk about how mental health is underserved when it comes to mental health beds in this country. And we'll visit with Mike Weibel and Dr. Heather Gilmore from Metropolitan Health Group.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.